Backstage at Bonnaroo, I am Kiefer with Jason Isbell. Hey, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
The new record is called Southeastern. We're going to talk about that right now. This is a deeply, deeply personal record. What led you to open up like this on the record?
You know, I've always tried to be as honest as I could with the music that I was making, but a lot of things happened to me over the last couple of years that were, for the most part, very positive things. I quit drinking, and I got into a stable relationship, and I moved from Alabama up to Nashville and got married and wrote and recorded this record. And I just felt like the story, to me, seemed like it was moving toward a happy ending, and I felt like I wanted to let everybody know exactly what the story is. You know, I wanted to make a record of the events, a record of my life.
Your wife is on the record, and you guys tour together. Was there a moment, a song, a practice, just getting together, where you decided, hey, let's move forward together musically as well as being married?
No, that really happened before we were a couple. We were making music together. I think that part kind of came first. Yeah, it's hard to separate the two for me, you know. Yeah, maybe I should be better at that, but I'm not. Usually it's kind of like, you're a musician, you know, if you're going to be in a relationship with me, we're probably going to make a whole lot of music together. So that was just a real natural thing.
Keith Richards has this line, and he says, image is a long shadow. You can still see it when the sun goes down. You have this song on the record that is just so good, Live Oak. And your line here is, there's a version of yourself that's always there. There's a man that walks beside me. He is who I used to be, and I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. That is just, oh man, that's a great line.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell me the story of that song.
It's a fictional story that I created out of a personal anxiety, I think. I was a little worried that when I became a productive citizen and a grown-up, so to speak, that, you know, some of the things that I lost, I would miss, and the people around me would miss, you know. And I think that's a natural fear when you're going through any kind of major change. So I think for a little while I saw it as two separate individuals, you know, the person that I was and the person that I am, and wondered to myself, really, after I made those kind of changes, where the other guy would go, you know, and I inserted that into a narrative about a fellow who was, you know, a criminal and a murderer, and it seemed to fit pretty well. It seemed to be a good way for me to tell my story without saying me all the time.
It's got a bit of a somber tone on it, but there's some songs on there that are really, you know, some good kickers. The one about dying in, is it a Motel 6?
Super 8.
Super 8, yeah.
Super 8. That line had been stuck in my head for a long time, for months, and we decided that we wanted to put another good rock and roll song on the album, so I got up a couple hours early and wrote that before I went in the studio and recorded it. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to play those kind of songs. I think that one's got enough substance to it to where it isn't just boneheaded. Although I don't mind boneheaded rock and roll. I'm just not very good at making it. There's a certain kind of boneheaded that works really well. And when I try that, it comes off as the wrong kind of boneheaded.
Well, there's still like a positive message in it, but at the same time,
Yeah. It's a long night, you know. It's kind of like Bachelor Party, that movie with Tom Hanks. It's kind of like that, or what is it now? The Hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I still go back to Bachelor Party. That's a better movie, but it's kind of like that, you know. There's a positive ending if you make it through those evenings. Sometimes you kind of come to in a room and you think, who are all these people? Why am I here? You know, and how much more violent is this going to get before the evening's over? And I had a few of those years ago and sort of combined some of them together to make that song.
You've played Bonnaroo before, right?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
And that was with the Truckers?
With the Truckers, yeah.
Do you remember anything that stands out about that performance?
I remember the heat. I remember the sweltering heat in the tent. And I remember us playing a really good show, actually. I remember having a good set, and I remember being up there, and we had a good crowd. Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time.
Tell me about the 4th of July party you play at David Letterman's ranch.
Right.
In
Choteau, Montana. It was really windy, and David had brought his people, his production. So there was this huge stage, not much smaller than the stage we played on today, but there's about 50 cowboys and their wives in the audience, and that was it. And then David and his wife and Harry, and the wind was blowing like crazy, but he was really nice. You know, he came in on a flatbed pickup truck. He drove in with all of his family up in the front seat of the pickup truck with him, and got out, and he had on like cargo shorts and a flannel shirt and a Band-Aid on his eye, and he was cracking jokes and like counting out 20s out of his pocket to give everybody in the band. His wife was like, "Oh, David, don't do that." But he was really a lot like your uncle, you know, who happens to be worth $500 million.
One of the themes this year at Bonnaroo is we're talking about album art. And we have Southeastern right behind
it's
you.
It's right behind me. It's creeping me out, man. It's my face.
A very pensive Jason Isbell on the cover.
Lost in thought.
Tell me about the concept behind the album cover.
What was the concept? We just took a bunch of pictures of my face and then looked at them, and I went with the one where my hair looked best, and I thought that was the one with the best hair combing and cut. And my manager, Tracy, who's in the room, helped me find the best picture. Michael Wilson took the picture. He's from Cincinnati. He's a photographer of rock and roll. And, yeah, we spent a day with him. And, yeah, I believe that one was actually taken in the room where I got married, I think, in the same room where we got married a few weeks before the photos.
It kind of matches the tone of the album, don't you think?
I think so. We try to do that, you know. Would have been really weird if we put, like, clowns and unicorns on it, wouldn't it? All these songs about death and being sober and stuff. Put a bunch of clowns on there. But, yeah, I think it matches the album, and it matches the title of the artist because it is my name and my face. I think it's all right. I think it's going to be okay.
We are also asking the musicians and artists to come through to, you know, pick out their favorite Beatles album, the cover art. But tell me, did you like the Beatles? What did the Beatles mean to you as an artist?
The Beatles to me have no peers. Even the Rolling Stones, who I love, I adore the Rolling Stones, but I think the Beatles are peerless in the annals of rock. We wouldn't be able to touch our own knobs and faders if it wasn't for those guys. People were still making records in lab coats, you know. And for artists to come in and have anything to do with the production or the engineering, you know, that was just blasphemy before they came along. And their songs were heavy, you know, but they were really, really catchy and beautiful, and there's so many of them. My favorite album art is Help. I think that's really cool how they did that with the, you know, signing it out with their bodies there, with the nautical symbols. But I think my favorite album is probably, everybody says Revolver's the best, but I don't know. I just don't know. I really like Rubber Soul. I think Abbey Road is the one that I keep coming back to, though. I think that second side of Abbey Road is just brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of people have been vacillating between Rubber Soul and Revolver, but, you know, Abbey Road, a lot of people, you know, it's such an iconic image.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And that's one of those albums that everybody, if they ever go to London and they're there, they want to try to recreate.
They
want to
do that, make their cousin take his shoes off, so he'll be dead. Yeah, that's a beautiful album cover, it really is. But musically, I think I'm partial to Abbey Road. Although I can't make a good argument against Revolver being the best Beatles record, or Rubber Soul for that matter. But just for me, if I'm listening to one, I'm listening to Abbey Road, that B-side.
Southeastern is the name of the record. Jason Isbell, real pleasure to meet you.
Thank
I've
you for having me
to.
In
I've
here.
I've loved
good
your music.
You. Thank you.
And thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
That's it from backstage at Bonnaroo.